Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV Podcast. What's up, y'all? Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from a remote location once again. I shot a video yesterday using my new Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra that I just got, and I hadn't quite finished installing all the apps, so I didn't have my go-to video recording app. I use a video recording app called Quick Recorder that allows me to see myself, a preview, but more importantly, I can record video at 480. Really small video, but I can put high quality audio on it. And that's the point. And yesterday I didn't have that app on the phone. Yesterday I didn't have that app on the phone, and I had to record with the built-in native recorder. I did 30 minutes. That file was 4 gigabytes big. This video app that I'm using now, I probably do 30 minutes. It might be 400 megabytes big, like a difference of 1,000 times. So I go to put that app on my phone, and they don't make it no more. So I had to find another one. I find another one called Flipcam, and I put it on there. Put the resolution down to 720x480. Able to get 256K audio out of there, which is pretty good. And that phone had a feature to where I can flip it back and forth. So that was kind of cool. And I think it had a pause too. And so, but the file size was just a little bit bigger. I was getting like 13. I think I got it down to 13 megabytes for a half a minute. So it'd be like 26 megabytes a minute. 20 minutes, be about 500 megabytes. 550 megabytes, which ain't bad at all. Because the app is kind of, the fact that I can flip while I'm walking, I can't flip on this one while I'm walking, at least I ain't figured out how yet. So sometimes I might want to flip and say, hey, can y'all see this? And that way I can do that and see what y'all seeing instead of turning the camera around with it facing me and pointing it at the desired scene that I would like to catch. Also, with this phone, I was saying yesterday, holding it upright is a lot easier than having it out in front of me and angled, and with the camera angled more towards me, because I have to make an angle. I'm holding it up on an angle, and it's creating a leverage. It's really heavy. So, that's that. So I'm using the app isn't available no more. I went to the app store looking for it. Wasn't there, we couldn't find it. Then I start messing around on the phone today, and I ran into the Restore apps from your old phone, and I was able to restore it to this phone. So even though it might not be being manufactured anymore, I guess as long as I keep upgrading Android, I can back up and pull it with me, or just move on to another one, just like my plugins. Doing audio recording, I used to have some old plugins, 32-bit VST2 plugins that, as my Cubase digital audio workstation, the software that I use to edit music, was upgraded to 64-bit, and this and that. Those plugins became obsolete, so I had to find other ones that would do the same thing or look for the 64-bit upgrade. And one of my favorite ones was the P8, Superwave P8 TV-303. We get a sound out of that that we put on just about every song we did for a while. And I was able to find a 64-bit version of that, and it made me happy. So, with technology comes evolution, but the biggest evolution I'm facing right now is moving pictures, family photos, family videos, videos in Super 8 for crying out loud, beta tapes, VHS tapes, all kinds of media. It would be nice to be able to get it to the digital. I wonder if I could just take it all someplace and say, digitize all this, but a lot of it's junk, so. You know, a lot of it you don't really need digitized, but some of it you might. So I don't know how that'll work. I even thought about buying a scanner, photo scanner, put a stack of photos in and just hopefully, you know, process them, scan and record them. You don't really need high quality. You just need to see where they are for a preview. Then you can go back and find them once they're labeled and everything. So same thing with my apps and the phone. As technology improves, so much the software. Some of the software gets left behind. Damn camera on this thing. I went from 1X to 10X. It was beautiful. That in itself was worth the price tag of this phone. Because I don't be buying the newest phone as soon as they come out. I don't be buying the newest phone. I get like a year before or two. And save some money. But they talk about the camera on this one. They talk about the camera on this one, boy. And I took a picture yesterday. I did 1X. And I shot the same picture in 10X. And it was impressive. It was impressive. And then I told my boss, like, hey, I need a code to install this authenticator on my phone. He was like, hey, you got a new phone? I was like, yeah. He asked which one. I told him. I said, yeah. That camera. I even prompted, you know, because we all geeks. I was like, yeah. But I also said I'm not a Mac user. I'm almost anti-Mac, if anything. But he said he's a Mac person. Apple product. So it was cool. But that's that. Just wanna throw it on. See if it works. I need to make the preview window a little bigger. Actually, I don't, but it might be nice to make the preview window bigger. I don't need to see myself. I just need to see generally where I'm at in the frame. So, might save on battery if I keep it smaller. I don't know. Can't connect it to my selfie stick. Got everything. It's the phone. You know, you put it together, get your stuff back together, put this, that, put that there. You know. Do you? Do you really know? Or don't you know? I don't know. I'll tell you something else, too. I do not like my regiment interrupted. I have an idea. Well, it's not even an idea. I have a schedule to set. And I like to execute it. And I react adversely, whatever adversely means to you. So my plan is being interrupted. Regardless, even if it's something good or bad. So like if I'm supposed to be going for my walk and say something glorious happens, my first reaction is, what? I'm supposed to be going on my walk. Oh, okay, never mind. I guess I can stop here and go to the Super Bowl with you or something like that. I was saying yesterday about my sinuses and my nasals situation that went to the doctor. I'm gonna leave that one for the, I'm gonna post it. I'm gonna take it, take the video, take it to CyberLink Power Director, and then bounce it down to a lower resolution and paste it. But I think the commentary was worthy of such practice. See, I'm kind of closer when I do it like this, but it's a lot easier to carry it whenever I hold it straight up. Hold it like straight up and down as opposed to out like that, out farther from me. The out farther from me might give a better look, but this big heavy ass phone, it's heavy. Anyway, that's all I want to say. I'm done. That's all I got. Feeling good. Friday. Off 2 days tomorrow. The draft. Steelers took a quarterback, Kenny Pickett. Could be storybook if he comes in, plays his part. And again, I'm pulling for Mason Rudolph. I am. People hating on me for pulling for Mason Rudolph. They like, with the, since Pittsburgh picked the quarterback and we drafted Mitchell Trubisky, they talk about trading Mason. Like Mason just got bumped down to 3. It's like if Kenny Pickett, is either somebody, one guy was saying either Kenny Pickett is gonna start or he ain't, or we're gonna be holding the clipboard. And if he start, Mitch Trubisky be the backup and Mason is gone. And I'm pulling for Mason. They just, everybody just be flat out disrespecting Mason. I watched all his games. I watched him do stuff. Did he get a fair chance? Maybe. But should he be written off based on that performance? I don't think so. I don't think so. It takes time to evolve and learn. And I hope he comes in and just lights it up. You know, I really do. Like I said, if everybody's going left, I'm going right. And everybody's going left on Mason Rudolph. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. Swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk. For every elementary particle and atom that has ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, y'all. In the apotheosis of everything as one. Theory of universe. And I'm out. I said I was out. Welcome, Jeffrey TV. All right, so now I'm doing the flip cam. I know I said I was out. So now I got the flip cam one going. And you can see I got it flipped. And the thing about this is, I can come up here, hit that, and it flips back. Resisted. Oh, it doesn't do nothing. It's volume. I was gonna see what the selfie stick did. Selfie stick is set to trigger the volume. I got the selfie stick set to trigger the volume, which toggles the screen timeout, so it doesn't time out and I can watch the video that I'm recording when I'm using my other app. This one, I think this one will keep the screen open. So I might tie that, hopefully try to tie the selfie stick button to camera flip. That'd be nice, huh? That way I can go like this without having to go like that. But I do like the flipping motions. I do like the flipping motions a lot. So, I guess, I ain't gonna say a lot, I guess I'm just talking to keep the commentary going, but I do like it, the idea that I could be able to flip, especially coming up here to where I'm coming up to now. This is like one of the main places that I always want to flip the phone and show. It's just a little creek, or I don't even call it a creek. I don't know what I call it. But, and I would stay and stop and show y'all more, but the light gear change. Did already. I don't care, I'm going. See, I'm walking in the street. Shit. Oops. Thought I had a longer light. But walking Redlands Boulevard, doing it how I do it, swinging. Just trying to see if the wasn't sure if the flash was on. See what happens if I hit this. Oh, now I see. Yes, it looked like the flash was on. I just took it off. Don't know what that meant. And I got a pause on this one too, which is cool. I can flip it and pause it. So there's definitely benefits to this, but I said on my other one that I downloaded, I got a one button secret record. I can hit a button and it'll start videotaping. It'll start video, shooting video, and you won't see anything on your screen. Background video core, and the screen will stay black. Look like the phone wasn't doing anything. Even if you open it up, go to your home screen, you won't see the app running. So, and I like to have that for more clandestine activities. But that's about it. Just doing a test. Did 3 minutes, 4 minutes. I think I was getting 13 megabytes for 30 seconds on this format. And I'll compare the two. Compare to see which one is which. It's called flip cam, I think. And look, did I flip it and it turned back? Oh, that's just weird. All right. I gotta figure that out. When I flipped it, okay, you don't get no flash on the front camera. Then I flipped to the back. It's still, I don't know what that means. I'll figure it out when I get home. It's too light out right now to see if the flash is on. But anyhow, I like it, huh? Kenny Pickett, franchise quarterback, played at Pitt. No quarterback was taken. If Pittsburgh was talking quarterback, because Roethlisberger retired. No quarterback was taken until the 20th pick. One guy said that a quarterback has never been taken in the 20th slot ever in NFL history. Quarterback has never been taken in the 20th pick of the NFL draft. Washington Israel draft yesterday too. They kind of sensationalized it, trying to make it more inclusive, all different kinds of people. And it came really off like a commercial. It was kind of like pushing stuff, you know, like pushing just virtue and all kinds of stuff. And diversity and just trying to be inclusive and just trying to make it festive and fun. I get it. You know, they're just trying to make it festive and fun more than just a bunch of football geeks sitting around screaming for their team. Try to make it more family or, you know, non-sports people kind of thing. Applebee's. So, that's where we're at. Here's where we are. This is what we do. I don't know, I think I like this one. And I can pause it. I can pause it, it stays on the screen. The only thing I gotta consider is the video resolution or the amount of space it takes up versus the quality of the video going forward. Because like I said, it's mostly about getting the audio and turning it into a podcast. I'm not really shooting nothing that needs to be seen. And technically, I probably could just walk with this thing in my pocket, recording audio, and not get any video at all. Technically. I think I like to have the video, even though I wear the same clothes all the time. One thing about the video makes it easier to post it to Facebook. Facebook is my main social media platform. So that's where that goes. That's how that goes. You'd be walking here, you hear things rustling in the bushes, and it startles you, or you just react like, oh, what is it? It's usually, it could be a lizard running up there, bird, squirrel. Just walk by and you hear him. You just kind of, oh. So, that's that. Ain't got much to say. Already said my sign off today. Ain't gonna say it again. Not that I'm lazy or nothing, but you know. I think you know. Gotta be out here, people. Just gotta be out here. We gotta be doing it. Gotta keep pounding on it. Tonight and tomorrow, if I can get two good days from Friday to Saturday, if I get one day, we're gonna talk about one day. We're gonna go one day at a time. Friday night, tonight. We should just plan out what we're gonna have. All right, we're gonna have our regular day foods, breakfast, and our lunch, and then we'll have potato chips tonight, and that's it. Okay, maybe one lemon pie. I almost got up last night and got a lemon pie, but I didn't. I did have two kind of bowls of potato chips and chili cheese things that I drink. I love that Simply Lemonade. That stuff was so good. Probably need to drink more water. But I think I took my antibiotic last night. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. Taking my nasal sprays, trying to keep things right. think the nasal spray might be doing something. Or it's the weather. Because I definitely feel like I turned the corner. And as I was saying, I'm leaving all them boogers in my nose. If I squeeze the top of my nose, I can feel crusted mucus or whatever in there. And I'm leaving it in there. Because I think it's covering up sensitive skin or sensitive areas inside my nose. It may have been damaged for me trying to keep it dry and sticking stuff up there. And it could be because I cut my nose hair. Could be I'm cutting my nose hair too short or something. So, because it was bad. It was something irritating up there, infected or something. So I'm not messing with those things anymore. I just leave them there. I try not to do anything like snort stuff down or blow stuff out my nose. It's always doing something lately. Always doing something. Here I am at my turnaround point. I used to walk all the way up there till I got to 5,000 steps. So when I turned around, I come back and hit 10,000. But I've changed that strategy. I try not to get, well, I don't try to, I just don't get as many steps in the morning anymore. Not so much of an emphasis to get as many in. I don't know why, just because I had stopped getting my 10,000 steps in for a long time, for like a month, maybe 2 months. I wasn't getting any steps in. I mean, getting them all in. Weather and just feeling blah. Back, I hope. I'm back, I hope. I think I'm back. Anyhow, swinging on y'all. Two times. I already said the outro today, so I ain't saying it again.